all for joining us today here on Elevate, broadcasting from the Razorback Campers Sales Studio. This National Park College podcast highlights a different Nighthawk with each episode. We'll talk about their journey, challenges, key moments of success, their moments of elevation, leveling up, and overcoming.
I'm Timothy Webb, your host, and I'd like to welcome to the program Kristen Quintanilla. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Hi, it's good to be here.
All right. So, Kristen, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm married. I have adult children. I have an adult granddaughter and a younger grandson. I am an avid Jesus follower, and I love my job.
What position do you hold here in MPC?
I am one of three librarians that the campus has.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. I love libraries.
Good. We love people who love libraries.
Yeah. I used to go to the library all the time in my 20s. We have a great library here, not just here at National Park, but here at Garland County. I would go there and get DVDs and stuff because I didn't have cable.
Yeah, we have DVDs here too, although we've kind of noticed that as time has gone on that those aren't used as much just because of streaming services. But
right.
Some of our students still use them.
Yeah. I learned a lot. I educated myself a lot doing that, actually.
Yeah.
So, Kristen, how come librarian for a career path?
Well, I started college late. I was in my 40s. I was a single mom. And honestly, as much as I love libraries, it was not a career path that I chose. I came out here to go to college and started as a work study in the library. And then the ladies there, I've just worked with some really good librarians over the years, but the ladies there just really encouraged me, and it seemed like the way to go.
That's great. That's great. Sometimes our careers find us, don't they?
They do. They do.
So how long have you been here at MPC, Kristen?
As I said, I started as a work study in 2003 when I started college in the spring of 2003. So I was a work study at the library all through 2003. Then I was hired on as full-time staff in the library in December of 2003. So I've been here 20 years, depending on how you look at it.
That's awesome. So you're one of the librarians here at the college. What all does that position entail?
Well, currently, because I've gone through several different positions in the library, I got my degree while I was employed here at National Park in the library, so I worked on my degree then. Currently, I'm pretty much in charge of the collection, which means that I do all of the purchasing for the collection, the majority of it. I weed things out to make sure that stuff that's out of date or not being used is taken out of the collection. I process all of the new things that are coming in, anything that really has to do with that part of the collection. And I also help a lot with the students who have research problems. I'm one of the research librarians. I help them with just really anything like that they have. And I do some student instruction in the classroom too, if instructors need a substitute for a day or if they just have an assignment coming up that's going to involve the library, they will come and ask us to come in and talk to the students about the library.
Oh, wow, you wear a lot of hats.
I do. We all do.
So wearing all those hats, what are some of the challenges that you face?
Well, think about the last 20 years. The biggest challenge I think I've faced is all of the changes in technology in 20 years. When I started here 20 years ago, there was no such thing as an online class. We just did the telecasts that students had to do once a week. We had to deal with that. So all of the technology that's come in, all of the online classes, getting used to that, getting used to differences in databases. You know, 20 years, there's been a lot of change in technology. And I think that's been a challenge, is to stay on top of that, you know, to know what's new and what needs to happen.
Mm-hmm. So being a librarian, are there any common myths that you'd like to clear up for our audience?
The main one is that we have a lot of time to read. We have people, we even have parents come in and say, my daughter would like, she's a real big reader. We think she'd like to be a librarian. And while I do love to read, I have very little time for it during the day. Every once in a while, I might have a little bit of time to pick up my book if I've got to cover the front desk and it's quiet. But for the most part, I don't have any time to read.
Yeah. Now, you got to get the shelves back stocked and order new material, I'm sure. And then with all those other hats, and you might have to sub a class, or there's just a lot going on, isn't there?
Yeah,
and I
there
know
is.
Right now you guys are doing that 50th anniversary displays, and I'm sure that takes a lot of you guys' time as well.
I've always taken care of the archives such as they are. We're trying to get them improved all the time. It's just a big job. But really wanted to be part of that 50th anniversary and going through those archives and making sure that we've got, you know, there's a lot to showcase and we want it to be out there.
For any of our listeners that don't know, the college, National Park College, is turning 50 this year. So we're very excited.
Yes.
So, Kristen, what are some of the obstacles that you've had to face and overcome to get to where you are today?
I think that really the biggest obstacle that I faced was just fear of my own making, having to realize that I actually could go to college. I could start college in my 40s, and, you know, I didn't have a real clear path at that point, but you listen and you learn and things fall into place.
Yeah. Can you tell us what it felt like when you got over that fear and overcame that obstacle?
I can remember walking around campus once I actually started and just being so happy that I was in college. I was going to college. And I had just never imagined that for myself, having, you know, almost raised my kids and still had one in high school. But it just made me really happy to walk around campus and know that I was actually here and was doing something.
Yeah. Yeah. You had a direction.
Yeah.
Yeah. So can you tell us, what is it about your position that rewards you?
I think one of the things that rewards me the most, I do love being back in my office and ordering and cataloging and all that. But something that's rewarding is when a student comes in and they really don't have a direction. They have to write a paper or do a project and they just don't know what they're going to do. And talking them through that, trying to find out their interests, how that relates to the project, what direction we can go, showing them the resources we have. And I'm sure you've had instructors say before, you know, that look when you look at them and they get it, you know, and they realize, oh, I can do this. And this is all here. And somebody's going to help me. I'm not alone. And they honestly, they get that look and it's the best.
Yeah. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Yeah. The last instructor I had on, actually the last episode, called it the light bulb moment.
Yeah.
Shout out to Dino. So can you tell us a few lessons that your position has taught you?
Well, as I said before, mostly the technology. And that feels really good for a person of my age to know, if I don't know exactly how to use the technology, at least I know it's out there and I can educate myself on it. I've learned so many things that, you know, we're always joking about things you don't learn in library school, you know, that you have to deal with on a daily basis. But I am proud of the fact that there's so many people who are my age who just resist technology, don't want to deal with technology. And I know it's out there. I know what's coming. I at least can look at it and say, you know, I don't know about it now, but we're going to work on it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And it's moving fast. It's moving so fast.
I know. It really is. Think about the last 20 years. It's just crazy.
It's hard to keep up. So, Kristen, are there any achievements that you're most proud of?
The achievement of going on and getting my master's degree. When I started, you know, I started just to take a class and thought I'd go slow and things just kept speeding up. And then there was a bachelor's degree that was offered through U of A. Oh, I think it was about 2007, 2008, I started working on my bachelor's degree, never imagining that I would get past my associate's degree, but it was offered here, and we had to meet every Saturday, and there was a satellite feed from U of A in one of the classrooms here, and we were a cohort, and we met with other cohorts around the state. That's just the technology that was used then. And getting my master's degree, Arkansas does not offer a librarian degree. They do not offer the Master's of Library and Information Science. They don't have that degree anywhere.
Yeah.
So I had to go out of state. And by that time, I was doing all online classes from the University of Pittsburgh. again, I did have to go to Pittsburgh once a semester. And again, walking around campus, just thinking, this is just crazy. I can't believe I'm here.
Yeah. And you did it.
I did it.
So, Kristen, where did you grow up and what was it like there?
I grew up in Fort Collins, Colorado, which is about 60 miles due north of Denver. I still love the mountains. We have hills in Arkansas. Yo, these are not mountains.
Come on, y'all.
And just beautiful, and had very defined seasons, although not summer like we have here. Yeah. Still don't like the summers here, but I've lived here now for almost 30 years. But Colorado, I love to go back and visit any chance I get.
Can you tell us about an influential person in your life and how they impacted you?
Since moving to Arkansas, I have had wonderful pastors. Mm. And I feel like that is just a blessing from God, that these men have just poured into my life knowledge. And currently, one of my pastors is Teddy Cross. Mm-hmm. And he is the young man who comes and does worship here with United once a month. He's half my age, but I have learned so much about worship and prayer and the Bible. He's just so knowledgeable, and he's really been a huge influence on me, just on my spiritual life.
Any favorite childhood memories you'd like to share?
Snow. That's pretty much it. I really miss the snow, just being out in it, loving it. I have a niece and nephew who are very close to my age. My niece is a month older, and my nephew is just 18 months younger. And the three of us just always used to have a blast when we were together. We lived close enough that we could play, and mm-hmm. I have a lot of snow memories with them.
What kind of things would y'all do in the snow? What kind of games would y'all play?
A lot of sledding. Colorado snow is not really conducive to a lot of snowmen or snow forts, but we did a lot of sledding, snow angels, and just being out in it.
Yeah. See, I hate snow, believe
you
it or not.
You hate snow.
I do, because it always gets my feet wet. I'm not prepared.
Oh, well, you just got to get a good pair of snow boots.
One day, if my wife's listening, there's a Christmas idea for you.
Hey guys, I'm Kimberly.
And I'm Mason.
We're with Hillstad, your sponsor for the Elevate podcast by National Park College.
Check out our single Daughter of a Black Sheep on all streaming platforms.
Follow us on Facebook and Insta. Look for our upcoming shows and merch at hillstadtheband.com.
Thanks for listening.
If you could give your younger self any piece of advice, what would it be?
In so many situations, it would be just do it now. Don't put it off. I tend to procrastinate. Mm-hmm. Obviously procrastinated with my education for 20 years. Mm. And just a lot of other things I think of, you know, I can look back on and think, if I had just done it when it happened, or if I had just said the right thing when I needed to right then.
Right.
So I think it would be to just, if you know what you want to do, just do it.
Right.
Don't put it off.
That's awesome advice, I think, because so often we don't do those things and you can't get that time back.
No.
That time just keeps rolling, whether you are making the most of it or not.
And there are always consequences.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're not so bad, but sometimes you regret them. So
Right. Just
do it.
Right. Just do it. Nike.
Yep.
They got it right, didn't they?
They did.
So, Kristen, you kind of already explained this, but is there any more details on how you got to NPC and what brought you here?
Well, like I said, 20 years ago, this was really the only act in town. There was no opportunity to go away to college. Mm. I was in my late 30s and had a child in high school, and Garland County Community College was it. And I just had one of those influential pastors one day just said, you need to go to school. Mm. You know, your kids are almost all grown and you need to go to school. And I'd never thought about it. And honestly, that was in the summertime. And I didn't just do it. It took me till spring semester to work up the courage to come.
Yeah.
But he was right. It needed to be done. Yeah. And I haven't regretted it for a day.
Awesome. Sometimes we just need to hear it from that right person, huh?
That's right.
So other than NPC and library activities, what are some of your hobbies?
Well, I do love to read. Mm-hmm. I read quite a bit when I'm home. I do embroidery, craft work, needlework. Really, that's about the only thing that I do as far as crafting. I like to explore places around the state or wherever I am. I just like to go exploring. I'm not real outdoorsy. Mm-hmm. I'm not a hiker. Mm-hmm. But I like to drive to new places and just see them. I love zoos. I love to find a new zoo and go and just walk around and do things like that.
So exploring and reading, to me, they're almost in a similar vein because it is both exploring. They kind of take you to a different place. Would that be accurate for you in that?
Absolutely. Never really thought about it like that. The things you learn from books, I think about all the stuff I've learned over the years, and so much of it is just a little tidbit of information from a piece of fiction.
Yeah.
You know, and you think, well, how did I know that? Well, I read that book years ago, and now I know that, and I want to go there. I want to see that, so... Yeah.
What do you think it is about exploring that kind of draws you to it?
I do like history a lot, and I like to go to historical places, places that, you know, where you're walking around and you're walking where these people walked.
Yeah.
And you're doing these things that years ago people did, whether it's a building or a park or a, you know, national park. You're still where people have gone and where things have happened. And there's just a feeling of kind of oneness with people that way, with history.
I have a similar thought sometimes, and I'll share it with you. When I look at the moon, I realize to myself that everybody in history has looked at the same moon. Any of these historical figures, they look at the same moon. I'm looking at the same thing they've looked at.
Yeah. And it ties you together. My first husband was in the Army, and we lived in Germany a couple times. And I would look at the moon, and I would think, my family in America, it's not the right timing, but they're going to look at the same moon. And it just brings a closeness and kind of just brings everything together.
Right. So, Kristen, if you could talk to anyone from the past, present, or future, who would it be and why?
So many people, historically, biblically, and... I'm going to get a little more personal than that, if that's okay.
That's fine.
I would talk to my son, Forrest. Mm-hmm. He was killed in Afghanistan 15 years ago. Mm. He was on active duty in the Army. I have every expectation of seeing him again on the other side. Mm-hmm. But it would make me happy just to have a sit-down talk with him again, just to shoot the breeze.
Right.
So that would be, if I could have anybody... Tons of historical, biblical figures, but if I had to choose one, it would be my son.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. That's understandable. So, Kristen, what are your future plans?
Well, I plan on staying at National Park until they physically pick me up and carry me out. I do have plans to retire in the future, but it'll be a while down. Yeah. I truly love my job. My adult children and grandchildren are kind of scattered. I love to visit. There are new places that I want to see. You know, there are some cities in the U.S. that I've never seen. If I don't go overseas again, that's okay. Mm-hmm. There's just so much to see here that I really do want to just take trips, go places and see things.
Yeah. Do some of that exploring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my husband's, he's always up for a road trip, so we'll do that.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, we're meant to be then.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how often faculty and staff have sat in that chair and said, they're going to have to drag me out of here. That's how much people that work here love MPC.
Yeah.
So, Kristen, are there any advice or quotes or mottos you live by that help direct you you'd like to share with our listeners?
There is a quote that was years ago that my sister gave me a little necklace years ago when I had just started school, and it's Ancora Imparo,
okay.
And that is Italian. It basically, it's still I am learning.
Mm.
And a big bucket list thing was to go to Italy to see Michelangelo's David, and I got to do that, and I love his work. I might want to talk to him after I talk to my son.
Yeah.
And they say that he said that when they asked him where he learned to paint, when he was painting the Sistine Chapel, or how he had learned to paint. And he said, you know, it's either still I am learning or yet I am still learning.
Mm-hmm.
So I just never want to stop learning. And I would hope that, you know, that translates to my students or to the students that come in contact with.
Yeah.
There's just so much out there. occasionally we have a student come into the library who has come in and they have to read a book. They're being told by an instructor, I have to read a book. Mm-hmm. And they will either tell me that I've never been in a library before.
What?
Or I've never read a whole book.
Wow.
And that's just stab me in the heart, you know. To find a book for them to read is just a joy. And for them to come back and say, you know, that was pretty good. I just want them to still learn and to still grow and to not think that you ever have to be stagnant or you don't ever have to just stay where you are. There's always something you can learn.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, that's a good one. I like that. I'm going to take that one with me.
Okay.
Yeah. Kristen Quintanilla, I want to thank you so much for joining me on Elevate today. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate being asked.
It's been awesome talking to you.
And thanks to all of you for listening to Elevate today from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. New episodes are released each Thursday. Special thanks to National Park College and the Sentinel Record for making this podcast possible. Until next time, this is Timothy Webb reminding you that every day is a chance to elevate.
Hey, podcast listeners, we've got a special deal just for you, $4.99 for 2 months, and it includes all of our digital access. I'm talking about all of our online content, our daily news clips, our puzzle library, and so much more. This is valid for new subscriptions only, so if you've been waiting to try it out, now's the time. Visit the link, hotsr.com/podcast23 to get this great deal.